more people are introducing new technologies and systems to improve their operations on farm. This is great for improving production and also reducing some of the hard physical labour that's traditionally associated with farming. Ben, is staying fit on farm more difficult these days?
No, absolutely, Lucy. Look, obviously we're moving to larger machinery, so ultimately that means more time spent on machines and probably less time doing physical work.
But of course, no amount of drones or machinery is going to replace the work that's required on a day-to-day basis for a farm worker. I guess that's why it's so important health and fitness is a priority. Tell me, what are you doing there in South Australia? What's Fit Farmers all about?
Look, the Fat Farmers is a rural health initiative that was really just kicked off about 5 years ago with three farmers in our local gym. We're all in our 40s and probably felt we needed to lose a bit of weight.
What can be done to address this, Ben?
Well, look, we started just doing a few gym sessions and slowly but surely we increased, got a few more farmers in and a few more farmers in. And to be honest, now we've got about 25 farmers attending and a lot of wives and partners and kids joining in. So, we've sort of changed the culture a bit in our local town.
Why is health and fitness such a priority on farms?
Well, I suppose, look, like any business, where the business really is our people. And there just seems to be more distractions in life and it just seems to be easy to eat unhealthy food and not exercise. And, you know, we've all got social media and other things to look at. So I just think to sort of get back to perhaps that grassroots of doing exercise and eating well is probably where we need to be.
So really it's a win-win, Ben. By improving the health and fitness of workers, it's going to allow them to perform strongly, especially during those peak periods of the season, and then improve productivity on farm.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's right. And look, since we've sort of been sort of pushing these healthy options and pushing our staff to be healthy, we've certainly had an increase in productivity. We basically have no work cover claims, very little sickness, and we're a lot more productive as a business.
What's your advice, Ben? What can other farmers do to stay fit and healthy?
Look, what we've done is probably just start simple. I encourage them to do a bit of exercise every day. We've all got Fitbit trackers, so they're just a handy way that if you've been sitting in a machine all day and you can say, well, I haven't done many steps today, perhaps I'll go for a walk tonight. Or by the same token, you might be loading trucks all day, you might do 22,000 steps and say, well, that's fantastic. Look, other things we've done, we try and encourage our staff to eat healthy during busy times, and we actually supply meals for tea at harvest, so we just target healthy options. We try and encourage them not to drink too much alcohol and avoid heavy socialising in our busy times. So just sort of simple things like that.